from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz talking about Rob Thompson's decision to not use JT Realmuto or Bryce Harper as pinch hitters yesterday.
Basically, swallow it, you know, and eat it.
Oh, what was that?
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
What do we need that for?
Well, it's Rob Thompson.
Oh, okay.
He's telling about everyone's opinions on this.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, basically. That's how I interpreted it before the season when he said it, yeah.
Well, you know, he has to, I do appreciate him. He is consistent, if nothing else. He
yes.
has a way that he's going to run the baseball team. I am actually curious, in retrospect, the meeting they had last week, whether it was Schwarber or whether it was him. And my sense is Schwarber came to him mm-hmm. and he said, this is what I'm feeling. And they the message was together. But I am curious how it happened, because it did not seem like Thompson was going to do anything. Now, he did sit Trey.
Right.
So that was something. But I am curious how that happened, because he seems to be just let them go and they'll be fine eventually.
Well, you also wonder, was it at the urging of someone else? The owner certainly didn't like sitting through the last 2 months.
No, yeah. We'll get to those quotes in a little bit. John Middleton, the interview was with Zalecki, right? It was with Todd Zalecki.
I think it was with a lot of the reporters. Okay. So like Gelb, and okay. They all had similar stories.
Because I saw the Zalecki article about it. And it seems like, yeah, that Middleton was like us. He had enough.
Yeah.
He was like, I get that it's baseball, but.
See, I agree with Spike.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
All the old guys agree.
If
with
I could have
known
one thing, I just want to know if he had 215-592-90 dialed into his phone.
Yeah. You know he did. It's in there.
Has he called?
He was tempted.
I don't think he's actually called.
Is he the Cal Stevenson guy, maybe?
Could be.
Joe from the Northeast.
Got to give him a shot.
And also, and before we get back to your calls, also, if you want to be in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy League, our draft is next Wednesday. We only have 8 slots. Today, we will give away, we could give away as many as we want today, right? But today's way is you have to explain why you would be a good addition to the league. But that's not what you have to call with an actual sports point as well. So, Rob Thompson was asked yesterday after the game about not using JT or Bryce, and here's what he had to say.
With the time around to play the ninth, why not pinch it with Bryce there?
I want to give both him and JT a full day.
In the moment, is that hard for you to not want to put one of your best hitters up there?
Absolutely, but I'm thinking long term as well. Yeah, and that, you know, that's what I'm thinking about, is that this is going to be a tough stretch, no doubt, and we got to be able to handle it, and we got to have healthy bodies and rested bodies, and so that we give ourselves every chance to play well.
I will say this, and I said it in the open. Mm-hmm. As somebody who has struggled with how the Sixers have handled this stuff with Embiid, I am glad that someone within the Phillies is thinking about it for his players. Like, I'm glad that, you know, for a guy who we all assume he runs, you know, he lets the players run the locker room. We all know that JT wants to play every day. We know that Bryce wants to play every day. Mm-hmm. So for him to say no and to keep them on the bench when they could have pinch hit, I think does show, whether he's right or wrong, does show forethought to what they have coming up, and does show somebody who isn't just going to do what the players want him to do. Because my gut is that both guys would have wanted to hit in the ninth.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, JT, I totally understand. If it's a tie ball game, he has to stay in and play catcher. So I understand that. It wouldn't be really a true down. But even if Bryce stayed in, he's over there at first base. Let's relax a little bit. I know Bohm made it exciting over there yesterday with a routine pop-up over there. But
I will say, like, even if in that case, Johan Rojas was available if you wanted to pinch run him.
So get Bryce to get on base and then put Rojas.
If you're worried about total workload.
Right.
Well, then what are you doing with that slot in the lineup? He's pinch hitting for...
Well, Rojas then goes in that position to be the hitter.
Right. Cal Stevenson was... Where was Cal Stevenson? Was he playing left?
No, he's playing center.
He's playing center. Okay, so you can put Rojas in there.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. 215-592-9494.
And they have the day off today!
Come on, Spike.
What would you rather have? 2 days off or one day off?
Oh, if I'm one of them, one day off. I mean, Bryce is hitting the ball well right now.
You know when they could have 2 days off?
When?
November.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah, I don't think you understand, Jack. This is baseball. It's a grind. You know? You have to think big picture about these things, not just treat them like they're football games. I don't know what sport you guys are watching.
I tell you, man, listen. These athletes today, we're working less and making more, man.
Yep. We should get that job.
Yes.
Get the job. Meanwhile, we're working the Saturday after the Eagles-Packers game here. This is an extra day. We're doing extra days over here. Meanwhile, yeah, Bryce is getting the day off. Yeah. I got to do two fantasy football leagues. Sounds like work to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Drew in Sicklersville. You're on WIP. What's up, Drew?
Yeah, you guys sound like you're doing a lot of complaining for something that's really enjoyable over there.
Yeah, we love it.
So listen, about the Harper situation, right? You got to understand, like, as Harper as our superstar, quote unquote, say, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing like a superstar. What did we do with Trey Turner last year when he had that whole contract in his head before the standing ovation? We sat him down. And then when he came back, he started playing like a pro. He was playing like the player that we hired him to play as. Harper, as of right now, is not doing that. He has gone countless of times just striking out or either grounding out or getting us in the double play.
Well, I mean, Bryce Harper's been really good for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I think he's hitting
about
like 350.
Yeah.
You can't say that for the rest of the team, though, either, though.
But,
I mean, you still got Kyle Schwarber yesterday. He was playing okay, but again, with these ground outs, it's getting a bit ridiculous, and it's making our job to come back a lot harder.
Yeah. I think Schwarber has changed his approach this year, which means you're going to get more ground balls and fewer home runs, but you're also going to get a guy who's hitting 250 rather than 185. So, you know, I appreciate the call, Drew. I don't think Bryce needed a day off from a performance perspective.
Yeah.
From a body perspective, I get it.
Last seven games, batting 280.
Yep.
3.379 OBP.
Yeah.
Right?
He's been good.
Last 15 games, he's batting 305.
Yeah. He's been good. I guess.
And oh, so we were ripping Schwarber after he saved the season.
Yeah, Schwarber gets a couple days. You see,
days.
I just let that just go in.
Yeah.
I didn't even ignore. I mean, address that.
Yeah. What are we?
Yeah,
doing?
We're not ripping Schwarber.
No,
are you
no,
kidding
no.
me?
And he's the one who called the team meeting.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
He's the most important player on the team. He's the MVP of the team.
Well, let's not go overboard.
Well, the most important player.
You can say MVP. He's not the most important player on the team.
To the team, I think so. He's not the best player.
So he's the most important player on the team. Okay, I'm just working this out in my head.
Yeah,
Bryce is the best player.
Yes.
On the team.
Yeah,
Trey is the highest paid player on the team.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with Trey Turner. To be quite honest with you.
And quite frankly, quite frankly, Bomer might be the most consistent player on the team.
Just throw him in there. Between, again, like you were on Hayes before everyone, and you've been riding Bomer
for 2 years.
Riding him hard. This guy rides Bomer hard.
All right, Mike, thank you. Yes. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. What? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, those are your top four guys on the team, though, obviously.
I would agree. And by the way, Castellanos has been...
Oh, Casty.
After the first 2 months, you want to talk consistent.
Yeah.
He's been consistently good since he was consistently bad.
He really has been.
There's no like up and down weeks with Schwarber. There's up and down months, or with Castellanos. There's only up and down months. 215-592-9494, Conspiracy Chuck.
Always
you're on WIP.
Talk to you, Spikeroo. And Ike, always good to talk to you also.
Thank you, Conspiracy Chuck.
Listen, let me just say this to you. First of all, a lot of this give and taker is because the guy's a gentleman, he's a good guy. But as far as strict baseball, Spike, I do disagree with you. And let me just say why. First of all, I'm starting to want to, you know, when the guy come over, I didn't know him from Adam, and he wanted me over. He's a good guy. But let me tell you something. You know, a red flag for me is if you got a job for 22 years and you get passed over in your 11th year and you get passed over in your 20th year, I'm starting to wonder, why does somebody with that kind of tenure get passed over a couple times? Now, let me say this to you. In my opinion, I think he's a good guy, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure when the chips are on the table if he's going to... Because, first of all, how the heck do you not... That game's within reach. How do you not put these two guys in the game?
Because he thought they needed a day off. Isn't his... What would you rather have, Chuck, in a manager? Would you rather have someone who is an A-plus strategist, or would you rather have somebody who is an A-plus people manager, ego manager, you know, team manager? What would you rather have, a strategic guy or a culture guy?
Spike, you're a bright guy. Don't tell me you can't have a little bit of both of the guy. Come on now.
Well, right, but I think at the end of the day, nobody would have argued that Charlie Manuel was some sort of A-plus strategist. But everybody thought he was a good manager. So I'm saying that there are certain things that you can criticize, you know, Topper for. I also think the way they play in extra innings is insane to me. The fact that they never bunt a guy over and then just drive the run in, it makes me want to pull my hair out.
Well, whose idea is that?
That's Topper. Okay. I don't trust him with everything. I don't think that every move he makes is right. The one thing I do trust him with is knowing his guys. And if he thinks... I don't have more information than he does. It doesn't mean that he's right, but I guess what I'm saying is I trust him to know what those guys need more than I trust him with anything.
Spike, would it surprise you if the vast majority of the team thought he should have let those guys hit? Would that surprise you?
No.
Well, does that make them wrong?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, the majority is not always right. There's a lot of times in the majority of what people think is wrong.
But then it's based on the results.
Sure. Well,
so the results is it didn't work out.
It didn't work out yesterday.
Yeah.
But what he would tell you is the result, I will be judged by the results in October.
Right.
Yeah.
He's playing the long game.
Yes.
Yes, he's playing the long game.
He would concede that he did not give
that's
them
really
the best chance
did.
To win yesterday.
Yeah, that's really what he did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And
Mike, let me just say one thing.
Yes, Chuck.
And I know we're dealing with...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When people like Richie and Reese and you, when these guys talk about something professional, now I know we're dealing with a different sport here now, but mm-hmm. when I open their mouths, I do listen mm-hmm. because there's a competition part here. And Spike, you know, I enjoy hearing you guys. I really do. But on this one here, it says a lot of bright people agreeing with you, believe me. But something like this, look, that game's within reach. Let them go, for God's sake. And listen, when you say I'm going to give you the day off, you know, 5 minutes of your time after 3.5 hours, you're not killing them.
Exactly.
That, you guys are terrific. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
Yes.
I didn't have any time to ask Chuck if, like, what exactly he thought the CIA's role in JFK's death was.
No, I know.
Yeah.
We got important topics to talk about today.
Yeah, that'll be a summer show. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What up, brother?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And I said hi to Jack. So.
What up, Tasty Cake?
Well, I agree with the guy. You guys, I love listening to the show. Best show on radio.
I appreciate that,
brother.
So, Spike, can I quickly tell you, I last week you said that you and Ike and Jack were going to try to go on a 10-year run, which I hope happens, right?
Fingers crossed.
Yep, I hope it happens. At the end of that run, Spike, Jalen Hurts is going to have more of MVPs and championships than any athlete in the city.
Bull.
That was Jack.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. I don't have those buttons, Tasty Cake, just so we're
that
clear.
That was Jack.
Yeah. More than anyone in history in Philadelphia, or
no, more than now. There's two guys in the city right now that got a head start on them, and one guy's got two MVPs. I think that Bryce might have a shot to win the third one, but I think Jalen will win at least three.
Three MVPs.
Yes, I do.
Nah.
I hesitate to make a tattoo bet because I've seen how they've worked out here, especially with quarterbacks in this specific time slot, so I'm not going to do it. Just let me tell you, winning three MVPs would put him in pretty elite company.
I'll take three titles.
Well, I think he is. I mean, I heard you last week saying, you know, you don't even got him top 10, right? Don't you have him like at 12, you said?
I think he's between 8 and 12. I think once you get past the – there's – He's in a group with a bunch of other QBs that it's really just your personal taste that I think would probably rate out about the same. Which, by the way, I think is good enough to win a Super Bowl with. And I just think to win three MVPs, that puts him at like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Pat Mahomes level. And I don't see that at all.
Well, some people do.
Yes.
I think he was hurt all year last year. I think he was hurt. I think that 2 years ago is who he is versus last year.
I hope so.
He wasn't as horrible. I mean, to me, he wasn't as horrible as people said he was last year. I just think he couldn't move, Ike.
Yeah.
And I think that's a key part of his game.
Well,
I'm already going 30 touchdown passes this year.
Well, but 30. Well, 30? 30 would make me happy.
Yeah, I'm going 30.
38 would make me really happy.
I'm going 30 and 4,000 yards.
Tasty Cake, here's my issue with the importance of his mobility, as you said. If he's going to win three MVPs and it's so important that he run well, I don't know, man. Like, you're banking on health and keeping him, you know, he's already shown a little bit of degradation in terms of how fast he is and things like that. Mm-hmm. The most of the QBs that win multiple MVPs, obviously Lamar Jackson is an exception so far as he's won two, right? He's won two MVPs. Mm-hmm. Most of them are throwers, not runners. So I don't know. We'll see. I would be surprised if Jalen Hurts wins three MVPs.
Here's what I want to say to you, Spike, is that it's real easy to play. Getting Saquon is so gigantic for them because it's real easy to play quarterback second and five.
That's right.
And when they run that ball, and they will run that ball. You know, I heard a guy on the station say that the Eagles will never be a ground and pound team. Like, during your run, that's all it with Deuce and the three-headed monster.
That's right.
That's right.
A couple years ago, they were.
What did they win?
The guy said Jeffrey Lurie. The guy said Jeffrey Lurie will not allow the Eagles to be ground and pound. And that's all they were the first 5 years with Andy.
Well, even a couple years ago, when they went to the Super Bowl, they're probably the top running team in the NFL, right?
Rushing team in the league.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
take them to Pound Town, baby. That's what I always say.
They get a 10-point lead
with the
in the second half, Spike. They're going to swallow that clock up. You ain't going to have to worry about playing.
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
There's a lot going on
right here.
Yeah,
call,
him
man.
With the Pound Town and you swallowing the clock up all the lot. You know, I think the difference is that we're not. The way that we think about ground and pound from 25 years ago, mid-90s, is a running team in the NFL just looks different now. The way that it's not give it to the same guy 28 times where that's what it used. So it's just not concentrated on one guy, but I still think I agree with you that they could be a really good running team. All right, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Oh, yeah. Great. Thank you.
All right, Tasty Cake.
All right, Tasty Cake.
There you go. Tasty calls about whatever the hell he
wants. I think they were the number one rushing team both years that they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 17 and 22.
Yeah.
They were number one rushing team.
Yeah, I mean,
and it wasn't because they gave it to one running back.
No. And a lot of it is, by the way, getting a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yes.
You know, having a quarterback that can run, all those sorts of things. And it looks like they have the ability, they will have the backs between having Saquon and Gainwell and now having the kid, Will Shipley.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have enough people to give the ball to behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Well, it's just, we like to do a lot of push-tushing, man. Or tush-pushing. Yeah, we'd like to do a lot
with
of
the
that.
Other guys. It didn't look.
Well, oh, yeah, we're terrible with, everybody that's not on the first team is terrible with this,
Yeah.
Nick better be careful, man. I'm just saying, Saquon's here to score touchdowns, too.
I agree with you on that one.
Let's not give all the one-yard touchdowns to the quarterback. That's all I'm saying.
You could do it on fourth and one from the 38. Right. I'm sure Saquon doesn't need that 1 yard and hurting his average per carry. Yes. But third and one from the one, that's got to go to Saquon.
Yeah, he wants that.
A large portion of it. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Mm. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust Rob Thompson? That's a pretty, about 64% say yes. I'm amazed that 36% say no.
Yeah, I have been noticing it a little bit more lately that Twitter's become, they've gotten a sharp tongue when it comes to Topper.
Yeah.
Over the stretch. Now, I will say this. It wasn't there the first month that everything was 500, but when you play sub-500 ball for 2 months, you're going to start to ruffle some feathers out there. So there are some people out there that have sort of grown tired of the whole just be patient and let them figure it out and I'm going with my gut. And we're always going to have a difficult time. It's funny because when Nick is being passionate and expressing that on the sideline, we sometimes think he goes too far. Usually when they lose, we don't like it. When they win, oh, it's our guy. It's our coach. He's our guy. With Topper, we don't get much of a reaction out of him. So I don't know if people know how to really, can you warm up to him? Like, he's endearing. Like, he seems smart, always seem under control, doesn't let his emotions get the best of him. But we're a town that, We're based in emotion and passion.
Sure.
Like, that's how we express ourselves. So it's a little different having a manager who is so cerebral and more or less had that same sort of monotone voice that when we're going crazy, he's like, even though he doesn't say the words, it's almost like he's telling you to relax.
Relax. And what I think what's most interesting about him is that he doesn't even pick his spots and freak out. He never freaks out.
Never freaks out.
He never wavers from it. It does seem like
he got thrown out one time.
It does seem like this particular roster, full of veterans, accomplished veterans, probably a good fit for them.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, and you can't just talk about results because it's it's difficult. However, his time here in terms of, I mean, I'm not saying he did it, but this team was garbage for years before he was the manager here. I mean, immediately before him, both managers failed. Gabe failed. Joe Girardi failed.
I would say this, though, Spike. I don't know if the team was garbage from a talent standpoint. They may not have been as good as this team, but they should have been better than they were.
Right.
And that's where the manager does come into play. They didn't believe in Girardi, and because Girardi didn't like none of the young players, so they didn't like him. And the veterans who were encouraging of the Stotts and the Bohms and those guys, they resented Girardi because he wouldn't play those guys. And let's forget about Gabe Kapler. I mean, once Bryce laughed about the curveball machine, your days were numbered.
Curveball.
Yeah, sure. That was.
I love sports.
Bryce was like, yeah, not for me, bro. That might be for somebody else.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was the moment where
I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
Yeah, and when I say that they were bad before him, that's to give him credit in that they had talent on those teams. You remember the Girardi teams were good and collapsed.
Kapler couldn't
finish. The Kapler teams also collapsed.
Yep.
So,
and that's where he does get credit as a manager.
Yes.
Because there's something to the way he does things.
Especially with this roster. Doesn't mean he's infallible, but I trust him with the things that I trust him to be good at. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I trust him to be good at is knowing when these players, even Castellanos, right? We're all begging him to give Castellanos
a day off. Yeah.
And he stuck with him.
Yeah.
He stuck with him, and Castellanos has been the most reliable hitter in the lineup for the last
two months.
And a half, you know?
Yeah, it's like, seriously.
We will continue with the conversation on Topper. We will also find out if there has been any movement next with the Eagles' backup quarterback situation. Now, the last time we saw Tanner McKee and Two Gloves.
I was fitting for a jacket.
Yes.
Fitting for a gold jacket.
We were. Has anything happened over the weekend to change any of that? We will get the specifics next from one Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.